TempeCoalition.org. Call them, 480-858-2300. If you struggle with opioids, drugs, alcohol, depression, anxiety, they literally got you covered in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. If you haven't been listening to us, we talk to these people quite frequently, excuse me, about life, about what we're all going through in this new world that we're living. And let's bring up Bernadette Coggins from the Tempe Coalition. Bernadette, good morning. I'm Andy. You got Mike Wilson and Spencer in the mix as well. How you doing?
Hi, great. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
Very true. I did have a good Thanksgiving. A little different for me this year. The first time that I went through this experience without my mom, because she passed away in March. So it felt different. The food tasted just as good as always. The company was a little bit smaller than usual, but it was fun. It was comfortable, and it was good to actually like be around a couple few other people. So yes, I had a good one. Hope you did too, Bernadette.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sorry to hear that, but yes,
it is
with part of family.
Yeah, no, it's part of life. Trust me. It's one of those things that we all go through it at some point in time in our lives. And that kind of maybe is a good segue, because we're obviously going through a lot of challenging times right now in 2020, whether it's we've lost a loved one, whether it's you're going to school, you're not going to school, you're in school, you're out of school. What are you seeing because of the pandemic that we're all going through right now?
Well, there's no doubt it's been a trying time for not only just families in general, it's, you know, with people's businesses, their jobs. You know, I think where I'm noticing such a shift is with our students and our kids at home. You know, learning remote works for some kids. It doesn't work for others. But what it has taken is that social element away from so many of our kids, which this is new for all of us. I mean, any of us going back thinking when we grew up, sometimes school was your great outlet. It was the place that you went to maybe get away from a home life that wasn't so great, or it was where you got your meals. It was where you, you know, strove to be a great athlete. So you did great in school. I mean, there's so many factors that are playing into, and everyone's unique and every situation's different. And I think that that's where our challenges lie as parents, as educators, as community members, is how do we find ways to provide outreach and support for such a diverse group of needs?
You know, Bernadette, this is Mike Wilson, and I've worked in education most of my adult life. I have two kids. I got a 15-year-old sophomore, and I got a sophomore in college, and they're both very social kids, and you know, they're adapting, I would say, pretty well to what the remote learning aspect is with their education. But, you know, you mentioned, you know, trying to find those outlets for kids. What could be some of those outlets for kids to, you know, on the educational side, on the social side, because, you know, you mesh the two together and they're both so important to a kid trying to make it, you know, through their teenage years.
Absolutely. You know, and I'll give just a little background for me is I've been in the coalition for probably close to 12 years now, so I'm kind of a veteran member. I grew up here in the Valley for the most part. My kids, I have three boys. I have a 23, 24, and apparently you and I both have a 15-year-old sophomore, so we can both relate with that age bracket. What I've been proud to watch is how our community has had to evolve to find ways to support. I believe in the work that we're doing right now is critical now more than ever, but it's going to be once kids are back into school. So, you know, the outlets are each, I think ultimately it's being engaged with your students to see where they are. Some kids are thriving and doing relatively well with online schooling. I think that there are some sports that you know are safely being continued. That is for some kids really what is their motivating factor. I think having a small support group, you know, it has also provided us time to really focus on our families. But again, as we know, not everybody has the ideal situation at home. So it's being cognizant of who in the community might need some additional outreach. And often it's the educators that can identify situations that, and I think our struggle right now is a lot of those kids were not there with them. So, you know, the social isolation, the drug use, things we're seeing an uptick in some youth. So I think it's just a really challenging time. But I do think the outlets are we have programs where kids can try to connect. I think being just a village, we are a village here. And I personally have had a friend of one of my sons who was struggling in a class and came to me and said, hey, you know, I really am struggling. What do I do? And it's all of us really kind of stepping up to see who might need some additional help and trying to guide them, whether it's connecting them with a teacher at the school. I believe everybody really does strive to help these kids.
I agree. That's the voice of Bernadette Coggins from the Tempe Coalition talking to us, educating us about better ways to help our kids get through these challenging and difficult times. If I'm not mistaken, you do have campaigns for marijuana and underage drinking, and then you also are planning on some opioid awareness campaigns as well in 2021, correct?
That is correct. Absolutely. And one of probably the areas that I've seen us make a really impactful difference for families is, you know, we would go into schools, and we have such great community partners and professionals that are part of the coalition, and we have those resources to connect, whether it's Not My Kid for the drug addiction, mm-hmm. to Community Bridges. And I'll just give an example is we have, and this is something that I was always a proponent and helped provide these sessions with, Stephanie Siete from Community Bridges. Have you guys heard her speak or give a presentation?
What was the name again? It sounds way familiar.
Stephanie Siete. Sorry, Stephanie, I'm calling you out on the radio, but you've earned being such an amazing advocate. And she basically, what Stephanie does is
now I know why, because she's Community Bridges, correct?
Community Bridges.
Yes. Okay.
Phenomenal. So she would go to our schools and do vaping and marijuana presentations. Every time I would listen to her presentations, I, thinking that I'm in the know, would learn so much. You know, it's being
in
the know.
Yeah.
And I believe that families and parents and even students, they don't realize the risk that's involved with, you know, you talk about opioids. You know, I have two boys that graduated from ASU. During their tenure at ASU, there are students that have taken what would be maybe a oxy or something, and it's laced with fentanyl, and our youth die. And
yep.
I think that until you have, you know, maybe one off or personally witnessed that, these kids didn't take a pain pill to think that they were going to die from it.
Right. I think you bring up a great point. I think when it affects us personally, when it hits home in a different way, it's like, it's almost like we don't learn our lesson. And this is a sad thing that I'm going to say, but it's kind of the truth. We don't learn our lesson unless a catastrophe happens, right? So sometimes you're right. It takes that wake-up call for somebody around you, somebody in your circle, somebody in your family to have this effect. And then, bam, it's so eye-opening, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would take, or I'd be sitting in one of the seminars, and I would be taking screenshots the whole time and sending them to my boys saying, do you realize that vaping devices can blow up. Do you realize they can be laced with carcinogenic chemicals that can hurt your lungs? Do you realize that that marijuana can have all kinds of chemicals that ultimately can kill you?
I think it's just incredibly important to educate and to have the resources to get that education. And that's what I really love and appreciate about you guys. You have so many different ways that you're trying to help people. We can't stress it enough. TempeCoalition.org. Give them a phone call. Again, if you struggle with alcohol, opioids, depression, anxiety, they have you covered with so many different personalities, people that they can relate to they can relate to your situation. Yes or no, Bernadette?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of our partners are Not My Kid. The city of Tempe has Care 7, which are resources for so many different struggles that are happening within our community. We've got Community Bridges. We've got, 21 or Too Young, Support Your Kids' Interests, so marijuana is not one of them. We've got the Lincoln Learns, where we have experts that can go and work with your business. And, now we're doing these online. Really, if there's a need, we will do our very best to provide and, serve as a liaison to get that information to, whether it's finding parents and caregivers through a workplace, through an educational setting. We work closely with our school districts. Our partnerships are what make us who we are, and that's part of us being sustainable. And providing the education and the outreach is so critical.
Like Mike says, week in and week out, you guys are doing God's work, Bernadette. Like, dead serious. You guys are special people. You're trying to help people when they have a problem or an issue that they're dealing with, a struggle, and it's. As I've gotten older, it's kind of interesting because I have conversations with all different types of people, old, young, men, women. It doesn't matter. And it's amazing that, at the end of the day, for the most part, we all still can kind of come together and realize that there is right and wrong. There is something out there that if we do need help, we can reach out. And I think that's the biggest step. If you're somebody that is dealing with something, again, anxiety, depression, alcohol, opioids, whatever it is, you have to take that first step. And ultimately, Bernadette, that first step is they have to want the help themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think during this pandemic, with kids home or kids, maybe parents working and unsupervised, I think that we may find ourselves in a situation where we have more experimentation happening, and we really need to find ways to provide that information or support when we hopefully get to some, which I'm very confident we will get back to normalcy, where we're back in school and we're playing sports and doing the things that we need to have that balance in our life. Because I think when there is no hope, that's when not just our youth but our adults tend to fall into those risky behaviors. So as a whole, we have to find ways, as we mentioned, to keep people motivated and to look for the positive and that, there is something great, in our horizon. And I feel that. And I've had to tell my students, my boys, that, life isn't always easy, but it's what you make of it, and it doesn't give you an excuse to to do risky behaviors or to, you know, not work as hard as you were because you don't have, you know, you're not getting up and going to school every day. And so I think it's been a time for people to really reassess their priorities. But I do know that parents need to be aware that there are warning signs. We provide so much information on our website of how to be aware, not, you know, I've had a parent reach out and say, you know, I think there's something different, but I don't know. And I say, you know, you follow your gut. And sure enough, there was something going on. So whether it's mental health, which we know this is impacting our youth, whether it's drug use, we just need to stay engaged.
I agree. So well said, Bernadette. You're fantastic, by the way. Let me ask you something. Let's just kind of let's shift gears a little bit. And I want to ask you, I know because you and I talked a little bit before, you do enjoy sports. Are you into football at all? Yes or no?
You know, probably not. Like my kids would tell you that they are. I'm like the mean mom that did everything in my power to get my kid to golf and play baseball rather than football. But, you know, football's on here. It was on last night. It was on all weekend. So, but no, personally, I'm not but I did watch the Hamilton Corona game.
Very nice. Very well, that's
local,
good.
Local. Football.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. And, you know, speaking of local, we have a ton of great talent in the NFL right now here locally, whether it's N'Keal Harry or just so many great talented people. Christian Kirk, who plays obviously for the Cardinals, but and a local kid that played at Saguaro. So yes, I love the local ties. Baseball, who's your team, by the way?
Corona del Sol Aftes.
So it's all okay. So it's your kids' team. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, we love. I mean, I'll probably, you know, we're a Dodgers fan. We actually happen to have old connections, and we know Tommy Lasorda. So when you know him, you can't not love the Dodgers.
Very cool.
Local Cody Bellinger is there.
Yes,
you right. know Cole Tucker's a Tempe Union graduate. Scott Kingery. So if you want to talk baseball, I can talk baseball, but.
You just made Spencer really happy. Like the guy's grinning from ear to ear because that's his bread and butter. He's Mr. Baseball Podcast. So, yeah.
Good. Well, and you know, I tell you, when you see local talent who are great kids make it, there's nothing more gratifying. And they're great role models for a lot of our kids. And my 15-year-old, he's almost 16, but that's his goal, is to play college baseball. So
keep him on that.
Keep him motivated.
Yeah, keep him on that path.
Yeah, and I only wish that every student has something that motivates them to continue to get good grades, to ask for help when they need it, to be their own advocates, whether it's band, whether it's drama, acting, dance, golf. That was, you know, I'll share a personal story. So when the baseball season was abruptly ended after two games last season, my son was devastated. His whole life it was to make, you know, and be on the high school baseball team. And so what he did is we have a great Tempe course, Ken McDonald.
Yes.
And he went golfing just about every single day during the pandemic. And it was his outlet. And he had never had any lessons, and then he decided to try out for the golf team at Corona, and he made the golf team.
I love it.
And it was just I only wish that for so many kids because it was a lifesaver for his mental health.
Very good.
And that's our story.
I love it. It's fantastic. It's great stuff. Bernadette, you were amazing. Gave us a very good conversation about just understanding that there are problems and there's help. There are people out there to help you get through whatever situation you're dealing with. And it's the Tempe Coalition. Check them out online, tempecoalition.org. Call them, 480-858-2300. Bernadette, really appreciate you. Have a wonderful day. We'll look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Thank you so much. And yes, and we are here to help. And we have so many engaged, amazing community partners and the schools and the city that are here for all the families. So please go to our website.
I agree. TempeCoalition.org. Check them out.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bernadette, have a great day.